One day he came home and told me he wanted to be a rapper.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Wiz.
This man is a star right now.
No.
I've never seen anything like it.
Wiz Khalifa. Rebirth.
Literally multiple top 10 hits in multiple genres with multiple artists.
Always evolving, he's always changing.
Cares about the world, it cares about people.
December 12th, Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz is just an all-around genius.
Yo, Wiz really
he's an icon now.
He's one of the most successful
multi-platinum selling
Rocky Balboa of Pittsburgh.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice. Anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Dottie Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Dottie Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
Gang, it is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Wiz Khalifa, welcome to Call Her Daddy.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You are the first person that has smoked in this new studio.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Somebody had to do it.
Yeah, I figured it's only appropriate that someone like you does it. Like,
I mean, I think anybody else would be like too timid or scared. They would think there was like a rule, or they would have to ask somebody or something like that.
You're just lighting that shit up immediately.
That's pretty much how I roll.
I have weed for myself. I have not smoked in an interview in so long because sometimes it's not the vibe. Like, I can't tell if someone would be down or not. Yeah. Clearly, you're the right person to smoke with.
For sure.
Okay. Can people typically tell if you're high, or are you really good at hiding it?
I think you can pretty much tell. I'm pretty stoned, like, throughout the day.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could tell by my demeanor. Like, I'm usually really cool, easygoing. I always got some good jokes. You'll definitely hear a lot of laughter.
Oh, wow.
And if you can't tell by, like, just seeing me or being around me, you'll smell it for sure.
How long have you been doing that? Like, how long would you say you've always been, like, I've been high all day since, like, what age?
Since at least in high school.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. I started getting stoned, like, you know, wake and bake, and like showing up to school baked. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't advocate that for anybody else, but for me, that was definitely my thing. And then it translated into my adult life. I never really slowed down or had anything where I was like, you know, I'm not gonna smoke for this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna smoke a little bit more for this.
When you would get in the studio, what is the difference that you feel when you're doing music of, like, when you're high versus when you're sober?
Well, now there really isn't a difference, because sometimes you just gotta perform how you gotta perform. But back then, I just noticed I was able to hear different parts of the music that I hadn't heard before. Mm. I was able to hear fucking tambourines over here and saxophone over here. And I'm like, holy shit, like, I never really experienced music in those layers like that before.
Right.
And being high as shit is what definitely opened all of that up for me. And yeah, that was the best experience for me, man, for sure.
Damn. Okay, yeah, well, yeah. That, yeah, I could see that being so high and being like, I never heard the tambourine. It was
Do you listen to music when you get high?
I do. And it's
does that happen to you?
Absolutely.
For sure.
Everything just sounds like, wow, I hear there's like 19 different things happening.
Exactly.
And you hear everything at the same time.
Yep.
But you're able to like ingest it in a better way.
And it makes listening to the music so much more fun because I'm not just listening to the song. I'm hearing it progress. I'm like, bro, that flute wasn't there at the beginning of the song. And I'm trying to explain it to somebody. And they're like, I don't give a shit. You're high, bro. And I'm like, I am. But I hear this shit and it sounds fucking crazy.
Like, right, you're like, that flute is phenomenal.
Do you hear the flute, bro?
That is, though, the perfect instrument to be like, when you're fucking sober, you're not hearing that for shit.
Nah.
The flute is going undercover.
Right.
No one gives a fuck about the flute till you're high. Mm-hmm. The flute is key.
Nah, it makes hella sense. And that might be the climactic point that makes you fall in love with the song. You might listen to the song for 2 minutes and 45 seconds. And right when that flute comes in, it just melts your heart.
What is a situation that you have personally been high for that you were completely fine, but a normal person that maybe doesn't smoke a lot, if they were in that situation, they would be absolutely fucked?
That's pretty much my whole life. If you lived my life and you weren't high, you would be fucked.
Like, are you going to a parent-teacher conference high?
Hell yeah. I'm pulling up stone. They expect it.
They do? Are the teachers cool with it?
Yeah, they know what's up. It's not like back in the day where you're considered a bad parent if you smell like weed.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my son smells like weed. Like, I don't know because I can't smell it, but I'm pretty sure he smells like pot. And yeah, I'm pulling up stone. I'm pulling up high because I want them to connect with the real me.
Yeah.
They're not going to get a fake version of me or this, you know, made up parent that society, you know, makes you think that you're supposed to be. I am who I am. And it's not because I'm a celebrity or anything, but it's because it's really what I believe in. And, you know, why not get the real me? And why would I have to, like, change who I am or act like I'm not that just for these places that I'm going to go? Like, that's not how I'm going to be living my life ever. Like, hell no.
We all have those dumb moments. What is the dumbest thing you've ever done while you're high?
Oh, shit. I do a lot of dumb shit. I don't know if I have, like, the number one dumbest thing. I just really need people behind me to cover my tracks.
Like, what? Give me an example.
I
need to
general,
go on your level. I'm never going to be at your level, but...
See, I'm a safety first type of dude, so it's never really anything unsafe, like... leaving a car fucking in drive and hopping out. Like,
oh, yeah, that would do it.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't do shit like that. But, like, you know, forgetting stuff. I get pretty forgetful.
I feel like when I'm high, it's usually the microwave.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be staring at the microwave. And I've had moments where I'm like, I swear to God, I press start. And I'm watching my food just sit in there.
Yeah.
And nothing's happening.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then I've been sitting there for like 10 minutes contemplating life, just like, when's my chicken parmesan ready? And it never started.
Nah.
And I'm not upset though, because I'm like, I had a great moment alone, staring at the microwave, contemplating life.
Yeah.
And then eventually I'll press start.
You embrace it. It's like, I got 3 minutes to myself.
There we go.
Now the clock starts.
I think you've said this before, but in case it's updated, who is your dream blunt rotation?
Definitely Bob Marley.
Mm-hmm.
Rick James. Snoop got to be in there. And Bill Clinton.
What the fuck? Yeah, why Bill Clinton?
I gotta throw Bill in there, man. He's a legend. He's a smoking legend. Might
is
not
he?
Be for the right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I didn't inhale. You remember Bill? Bill been putting it down forever, man. Bill been, yep.
Like,
how old are you?
I'm 29.
Oh, you're a baby.
But like, I know Bill Clinton, but like, are you saying he actually publicly smokes? No.
We'll get a lot of comments in here that put you up on game about Bill Clinton and the weed.
Really?
Put Bill Clinton in that major rotation for sure. We can't leave Bill out. See, they already forgot about you, Bill. I got you, bro. We're going to bring you back into the rotation. They done kick Bill out the rotation. I'm bringing him back.
Would you ever add Hillary in there?
I mean, for sure, because she the boss for real, for real. You know what I mean? So
for sure. Like,
so we got to smoke with Big Hill to get to Big Bill.
Did you know when the world was shocked about Snoop being like, I'm done smoking? Were you in on the joke? Did you know this shit? Or
I wasn't in on it, but I didn't believe that shit.
Yeah.
There's no way that that nigga was stopping smoking weed ever, yo. Like, anybody who believed it, or all the people who did believe it, I was just, it was just so funny because I'm like, bruh, y'all are falling for it. Like, that's why he's doing it.
It got so many fucking comments.
Did you believe it?
I didn't believe it because I was like, I am also on the side of like business and media being like, there's got to be an angle.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way he's just posting himself crying, being like, I'm done smoking. Like, yeah. For what?
Yeah.
Like, why? Yeah. There's got to be now like a follow up to be like, I'm launching this new product.
Yeah, for sure.
Or like,
I didn't even want to text him because I know he had like a list of people who had texted him.
Yeah.
So I was probably like 10th on that list. He might have answered like the first three, but I knew I wasn't getting no answer. So I'm like, I'm going to just wait.
Yeah, you're like, I'll just wait it out. I'll see. And then.
Man, I'm going to text his son or something like that.
All right. So you're from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yep.
I'm from Pennsylvania. So right. PA represent.
All day.
For high school.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I know you got started young with music, but like socially, if I was to ask kids from your high school, like, what were you like? What do you think they would say?
They'd be like, Cam was cool as hell, and he was always handing out CDs. Because that's my real name, Cameron. And everybody called me Cam. They'd be like, Cam was always rapping. He was always telling people he was going to be on, because that's all I did. And I was just the same way. Big hoodie, cargos, book bag full of weed. Same shit.
How were you back then with the girls?
Super smooth. Yeah, I'm the man. Yeah, but I'm like low key.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like out there, but I'm sweet. I'm handsome. I'm funny. So I definitely know how to use that to my advantage.
When you were interested in a girl back then,
yeah,
what would be your approach? You want to get the girl. What are you doing?
I'm just talking to her. Just straight up spending time, putting that work in. We talking eighth grade. I'm writing letters. I'm showing up to the class before the bell with a letter. You give me yours. I give you mine. You give me one. I give you two. I'm folding it up like a heart.
Oh,
all that.
You're good.
Yeah. Yep.
Ooh.
We going to high school. We on the phone all night. I'm making you mixtapes, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, wow.
Little playlist and all of that. I got a car, so I'm taking you to the movies. We going out to eat. I'm buying you nice little Valentine's Day gifts. I'm buying you, we get matching sneakers.
Oh.
Yeah, yep, all of that.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
So they must have all fallen in love.
Not all of them. Because there was more popular boys in school. I wasn't the ad. There was athletes and, you know, dudes with, like, they had money already in high school. It was different in my high school. Like, them niggas had money.
Right. The athletes were, like.
I was trying to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think if a man made me a mixtape when I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
I would have been like, okay, this is it. We got to get married. That's fucking hot. Like, that's dope. That's unique.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you ever go to prom?
I did go to prom. I went to 3 proms.
Wait, tell me everything. Yeah. Did you ask all of them or did they ask you?
I got asked to these 3 particular proms. The last prom was my favorite one. First one was cool too. But my last one was my favorite one because I went to prom with a girl that I went to elementary school with.
Oh, wow.
And it was so cute because I had a crush on her back then. Her name was Mia. She's like the prettiest girl in school. And me and her, we had a crush on each other, but we never talked to each other or did anything or dated or none of that. We just was like, oh, we're family because we were young. So we're like, we're family, but we liked each other. And then I moved away from Pittsburgh and then I came back and she was fine as hell. And I'm like, God damn.
Mia.
And she, yeah. I'm like, Mia. She's like, oh shit, you're Cam. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, because I was taller and she was bad and I'm the tall, skinny homie. So, but we didn't even date throughout high school, but we just went to prom together just to, like, cap it off.
Damn.
That tension was there.
And did you ever hook up?
No, we didn't hook up. We didn't kiss. We didn't do nothing.
You just kept it family.
Yeah, we kept it. We kept it solid.
Damn.
Proud of myself.
Proud of you. You had it with the girls.
I was tall. Well, I still am tall. Mm-hmm. You I'm still handsome. Are. Mm-hmm. I'm funny. Sounds like a good prom date to me.
So good. Was there a specific moment when you look back that you're like, damn, I made it and I know I'm going to have a successful career in this industry?
Yeah, I think that happened when I was like 23.
Okay.
Like right before I put Black and Yellow out. Mm. I was working on a lot of mixtape stuff at that time. Mm-hmm. And it was super popular on the internet. But it was like starting to translate into shows where I was doing like, you know, 5,000, 10,000. I'm like, God damn, it's a lot of people. And then like all the famous people started coming out of the cut. Like everybody started hitting me up and just wanting to be a part of it or wanting to see me or wanting to come to my show. And I remember Jay-Z was at one of my shows and I'm just so normal, like regular at the time. So I'm just used to everybody like, you know, coming and going. And then a label was trying to sign me, so they brought Jay-Z to the show, and then they introduced us. They was like, hey, Wiz, this is Jay. And I was like, what's up, bro? And so I was just like, what's up, man? And I was going to the stage, and then I stopped. I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, wait, Jay-Z? I'm like, don't just say the J, say the Z part, too. He was like, I'm like, God damn, nigga, I almost walked straight past you. But Jay-Z was at my show like before I even like blew all the way up. And I made sure I got a picture and because I'm a really, really big Hove fan.
Yeah.
But it was like at those moments right there, I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude.
I'm like right about to go on stage in 2 seconds. I'm like, Jay-Z is here. I went and told my DJ like, bruh, Hove is here. He was like, what the fuck? So, yeah, shit like that started happening. Damn. That's when I knew, like, yeah, all right.
Shit's changing.
Yeah, we getting up out of here.
The fact that you almost just walked right by him.
Yeah, it was cool.
Like, it was just like a buddy. You're like, what's up? What the fuck,
Jay-Z? I'm glad I noticed because he was just like, Jay. I'm like, all right, A, B, C.
But, you're like, fuck the Zeke. You could have helped me out there. Yeah. Damn, that's dope to have someone that obviously successful and so incredibly influential in the music space. I mean, that must have just been so cool for you to even just see someone like that you clearly looked up to even just be like being at one of your shows.
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah, that's like a dream though. That's someone like you can't even make that story up.
No,
like,
for sure.
That's one of those like, of course, that's an I made it moment.
For sure, 100%.
Obviously, you've been in now the industry for like almost 2 decades. What is the hardest lesson that you've learned?
The hardest lesson that I learned is probably like the waves that shit happens in. Like when you're not a new artist anymore and you're transitioning through those points. Mm-hmm. It's just because you put in so much work and you expect like that work to stick. But in this industry, and especially in rap music, everything is just so trendy and disposable. Mm-hmm. And whatever era that you lived in or existed in, it comes and it goes so fast. And you don't realize that it's coming and going. Mm-hmm. So, like, for me, being a parent is, like, really, really important. So I didn't focus as much on music as I did on family and spending time at home. So in 2-3 years, I watch numbers change. I watch all types of things change to where I thought like that shit was just there. And it's not. You got to really like chase after that shit and go for it. And I think that's where a lot of artists, you know, find themselves like at a crossroads of like where if they want to do it or not.
Yep.
Because when you have to hit that reset button and go hard like you did back in the day just to re-earn that respect and re-earn that attention and remind people of the things that you're capable of, it could be frustrating. And it can be like, man, I don't want to do that shit or I don't got time for that. I got other shit to put my energy to. You know what I mean? So I think that's like the biggest and the hardest thing that I had to like learn about this shit.
Well, I think it's, I appreciate that answer too, because it's so sadly, like, it's such a formula in music. I feel like we see, like, people when they're hot, like, we could name the people right now that are like, everyone has their attention and everyone's focusing on this person. Mm-hmm. And when it goes in waves, it must be so hard as an artist to be like, I may, if anything, be more like well suited for my craft now. Yeah. I'm better at it. Yeah. I know how to handle it better. And yet, once you're not the new hot thing, yeah, people love to be like, you're fucking irrelevant. You're not as cool anymore. You're yeah, different. You're this, you're that. You're growing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can imagine, because I as a creator have it too. Like, mm-hmm, doing this a certain amount of time, people saying shit like, oh, it's not as this anymore, that anymore. Yeah. I would hope it's not the same. I right, want to fucking grow and be different.
Right.
But it's tough when people try to like make you feel like you don't belong there anymore, right, when you probably feel like you've never belonged here more. Like, yeah, you've got this shit on rap yep, now.
Yeah, that's a great way of saying it. It's like you're more ready and prepared now. Yeah. Than ever. But it's like, even just your attempts or your tries at doing shit, they don't get looked at as the same because it's not as what it was before.
Yeah.
And then even like, you know, just being in the industry, it's clear when people are or aren't fucking with you.
Yeah.
So it's like, when they are fucking with you, you're at every party, you're at every show, you're at every this. And then when they're not fucking with you, you're calling and you're like, hey, this party's coming up. And they're like, I know, but you don't have an invite this year. You're like, damn, they really ain't fucking with me. And I didn't do nothing. I didn't change.
No.
I just maybe didn't put up the numbers that they wanted me to, or they just got more people that they're in line to do things for. So it's like fighting for that position, or just, you know, be, staying on top of your game creatively. But we do this for attention. We want it mm-hmm, to bring attention. And we want to expand our platform, and we want to see it grow. So when there's things that, you know, not necessarily get in the way, but even like the algorithms and things mm-hmm, like that, they change, they move, and you kind of get flushed out of the system, and you have to go against that. You have to figure out new ways to get attention.
Yep.
Because that's what you do this shit for. You can't act like you don't want it.
Right. Right. Like, you got to be hungry for yeah, it, but sometimes you're gonna have to shift it up a little bit yeah, in ways that you're like, I don't want to fucking do this.
Yep.
But it's also like, in order to get your music back out there and yep, have people re-engage, like, you got to have a strategy.
Yep.
But I do really respect you saying that, like, you spent so much time on family mm-hmm, and wanting to be there with your son.
Yeah.
I think that's something that, of course, you can always look back and wonder, like, could you have made different business decisions? Even when you're, like, you're spending so much time on business, we always think that, even when it's all business, like, mm-hmm, could I have made a different decision? So, like, spending time with your son, mm-hmm, you're never going to look back and be like, could I have, you know, you spent as much time as you could with
exactly,
him.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
I'm super proud of that.
Yeah.
100%. And I'll do it all over again, and I'm still going to continue to do mm-hmm, it. Even in this stage of like, all right, I'm ready to start going hard and doing things again, he's always going to be right there.
Number one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For sure.
We're going to play a game.
Let's do this.
I'm going to give you a topic, and I just want to know your opinion on it.
All right.
We're going to start easy.
Are they quick or like just rapid fire, or ooh, are we going in?
Let's see how we feel about each topic. There's a couple I know we'll go in on.
Okay.
This one should be pretty quick.
Okay.
This episode is the first episode of the new year.
Uh-huh.
What is your take on making New Year's resolutions? Do you do it?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
New Year's resolutions.
What it's going to be this year?
This year? Shit, I don't have one for this year. I don't, man.
It's okay.
I don't, because last year was quit drinking, and okay, I did that.
The whole year?
Yeah, yep.
Still sober?
Still sober.
From liquid?
Yeah.
Not, you know.
Cali sober. Yeah, so I believe in New Year's resolutions. They're good goals. The type of New Year's resolutions I be setting is like, be a better friend. Be more thoughtful. Call my mom more often. Like, shit that you could actually do. Like, you know what I'm yeah, saying? Like, not be like fucking get a fatter ass before the end of the year. Like, that's not a New Year's resolution.
For some people, it is, Wiz. Okay.
You got to set achievable goals. And some of y'all ain't getting no ass.
Unless they do it surgically. I'm dead.
Unless you find somebody to pay for that motherfucker. And then you all good.
Have you ever paid for someone's BBL?
Nah, I haven't.
Wow.
I'm going to get some titties for this particular special somebody.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
are those the first tits you've ever bought?
First tits I ever bought.
Wow.
I don't know why I'm so reluctant.
Why? Your girlfriend right now wants some?
She wants some titties.
And why don't you want her to get them?
I don't not want her to get them. I'm just like, I don't know. It's just like, I haven't wrapped my head. Mm-hmm. I haven't become that dude who's like,
here we go.
And you know what? I have actually, because I've purchased multiple plastic surgeries for my baby's mother and didn't give a fuck. So I don't know. I don't think it's, see, surgery to me is like, I don't know if I'm old school, but I'm not a woman. Mm-hmm. So I don't have like the enhancement mind state where it's like the things that I don't like, I just go ahead and fucking enhance it. Mm-hmm. But there's no problem with it. Like, there's nothing. I'm not against it.
Yeah.
I think if you got it, you want to do it, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it, like, being close to me and being like, yo, spend your money on this, it's hard for me to wrap my mind around it because I'm not the enhancement dude.
Mm-hmm.
But now that time is going on, I'm down with enhancements.
I think it's also hard for women because it's like, there's women being like, because I know guys like this.
Yeah.
And so I think obviously guys don't have like the female gaze.
Oh, this is such a crazy fucking.
It's a topic that we could go down.
You said the guys don't have the female gaze?
No.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we're not like, oh my God, like staring at all these different body parts expecting much. As long as like you've got a functioning dick, like should be good to go.
Right.
And like, even
they
if
got those, you can enhance that these
yeah,
days.
Yeah, you could. So,
But even still, it's like you're not looking through our pants to see.
No.
You could try.
Put on those gray sweatpants and we'll like try to like
it's
see.
It's not really
like
accurate though. Like, you know what I mean?
No, you're right. But I think we're But even when guys have like dad bods, like girls don't really give a fuck. But guys, it's like, do you have a nice ass? Do you have nice tits? Do you have like a slim waist? It's like we're exhausted, Wiz.
Yeah. You know what it is about me? I'd be like, I like a girl for what she has. Like, if she has small boobs, I like them little titties.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're perfectly fine. But I get it in her head where it's like, I want some big boobs. I see fucking big boobs on TV.
Yeah.
I see how you react when you see big boobs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got big boobs, so I want what I think that you like. But it's hard to explain to a woman that your little tits are fine. Like, they're cool.
They're cute.
They're sweet. You know what
you
I mean?
You love them.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Have you told her that, though? Like, I
100%.
Love. 100%. Okay. I love your little boobs.
Multiple. But she don't love the little boobs. She wants, like, some nice little perkies.
Okay.
I can't blame her, you know? It's a lot going on out here.
Pull out your checkbook.
But that's the thing. It's like, with dudes, I'm like, now you know what we going through. I see fucking huge, ripped, fucking 210-pound shredded dudes. I'm a 170. I'm like, I don't know what you really like. You might be acting like you like a 170, but you might want this fool to toss you up in the air. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all are just better at hiding that shit.
We are.
We see some boobs and we don't know how to act.
Literally, it's like actually pathetic at times. Like, you see a guy and he's just like, and you're like, I know if I turn I'm gonna see fucking tits, because why is his head literally
like,
cranking?
Yeah, they're tits for sure. You seen them too.
They're great. Tits are great.
They are. They're awesome.
Are you more of an ass guy or a tit guy?
I love ass.
Okay.
I love ass because it could be toned, it can be thick, it could be soft, it could be small and petite. I like all types of ass. Yeah.
You just like big boobs.
No, I like nice boobs.
Nice boobs.
Yeah, really nice boobs. Mm-hmm. They could be perky, like small ones, or they could be like
the
large ones. Yeah.
The fact that we started this conversation, New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, and I was talking about getting a fatter ass, and we started talking about enhancements.
Yeah. That was good. Okay, next one.
Okay.
What is your take on going to the strip club with your friends or solo when you're in a relationship? Like, you're not bringing your girl. You're going alone.
Yeah, you should be able to go to a strip club. I should be able to go to a strip club 100%.
Alone?
Alone.
What are you doing there?
Throwing money. Watching ass. Looking at some ass.
Are you touching it?
Yeah.
Are you going in a back room?
Nah.
No.
No private dances. I don't do lap dances either.
Why?
That's just too much for me. Like, you know what I mean? I don't really want it all. Not it. I don't really want...
This,
you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of energy all on me. Oh, you know
it's
what I'm
too
saying?
Much for you?
Not too much, but it's like, I'm here to enjoy it. That's that's too much enjoyment.
Like you're like paying for like a boner.
Yeah. That's too much enjoyment. Looking at it, smacking it. You know what I mean? If that's what she's into.
Of course, of course.
Because most women, they'll let you know like where they want you to go with it. Mm-hmm. But I'm cool just throwing money. Like honestly, just throwing some cash. Hearing some great music and watching some ass shake.
Yeah. Support,
smoking some weed.
Support the girls.
You know what I mean? Pay somebody's bills for a month or two.
We love Sugar Daddy Wiz.
Yeah, for sure. Supportive Wiz.
Yeah, Supportive Wiz.
Yeah, I'm Supportive Wiz.
Have you ever had a girlfriend that does not support you going to the strip club without her?
No.
Really?
Nah. I just don't surround myself with those types of people.
I don't surround myself with those type of humans that won't let me have fun. Because I got a lot of girls, Wiz, writing in being like, I'm so fucking sick of it. My boyfriend, my fiance, my husband is always going to the strip club with his boys. What can you tell my girls to make them feel better?
I could tell your girls to gather her girls up and y'all go do the same goddamn thing. Yeah, get you some homegirls and y'all go do the same thing. Y'all either go see some niggas take their clothes off and shake their thing in your face, or you go see some fat ass too. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you into. Get the homegirls, leave the homeboys wherever they at, and y'all go do the exact same thing.
It's a great answer. Yeah. I do feel like sometimes we're focusing way too much on what the guys are doing. It's way like, let's much. Go have fun yeah. ourselves.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck what he's doing?
I think it's hot if a chick like has shit to do. Like if she's like, yo, you go do your thing, I'm gonna go do my thing.
Yeah.
Like I'm not gonna press you. Like, you know what I'm saying? We could do hella shit together mm-hmm. for sure. I wanna do everything with you. Mm-hmm. But if there's one or two things that we gotta separate and do, we should be fine. Mm-hmm. We should be completely fine.
Completely.
Both of us. We should be all right.
Do you like going to the strip club with your girlfriend?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Hell yeah. I like going to the strip club with my girl.
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah.
What is your take on reality TV?
I love reality TV.
You do?
Yeah, man.
What are your favorite shows?
I mean, I like to watch ratchet shit, so I watch Baddies. I'm watching the villain show, The House of Villains right now on E!
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. It's super good. Omarosa's on there. Bobby J's on there. New York was on there. Oh, I'm OG reality TV, bro.
I love this. I didn't know.
Flavor of Love. Oh. I love New York, Real World.
What was
World.
That show? Did you ever watch Tila Tequila?
Tila Tequila.
That was OG.
Yeah. I'm super into reality. I used to want to be on reality TV.
Really?
When Real World was cracking, man. I wanted to be on Real World. I thought I had something to bring to the game.
Like, explain what you thought you could bring to that game.
Personality. Yeah. I thought I had a great personality people wanted to see on TV, which obviously I do.
Obviously.
And I wanted to max some chicks for show in the house. I was like, I'm just going to be a big old player on TV. And just let everybody know how cool I am.
How do you think you would do if you were The Bachelor?
If I was The Bachelor? I'm not clean enough to be The Bachelor. You know what I mean?
Maybe you could spice it up a little bit, though.
Yeah. But The Bachelor, he kind of square. Like, you know what I mean? That's why I like Flavor of Love. Like, that one was cool. For the Love of Ray J, you remember that one?
Holy shit. Oh my god.
Yeah.
That was so that oh my god. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
there's some like I fucking love reality TV. That shit is just like crack. I just love to sit and watch it.
I like the dating shows. I don't think I could do the one where you're like trying to find my love though. Like I don't know about all of that.
Which one?
you like the ones where you're like the Bachelor.
Oh, trying to find love. Like you could be down for reality TV, like Survivor. Some shit. Whoa.
Big Brother. Or whatever that shit is. Like where you're living in a house and you're doing like tasks and shit like that.
But you couldn't do the for love.
Not the why for not? Love shit. Why not? Why wouldn't I be? Honestly, because they just be kissing each other in the mouth, and that shit is kind of nasty to me. Like, when I just be seeing all of them, like, line up and kiss. I know eventually in life, like, that happens, but to see it, it just makes it too real.
I'm assuming you've kissed multiple women in one night, but I get what you're saying. I'm like,
I'm trying to think. In one night?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. If I'm making out with a chick, it's pretty much her. Or if we're having a threesome, then for sure.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
three.
All right, cool.
Three's a company. There you go. All right. Do you have threesomes often?
I have had a lot of threesomes, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
You're like the king of threesomes.
Not the king of them, but like a lot of women like me and like they be wanting to share and I'm down.
So you've had a girlfriend be like, I'm going to bring someone in?
No, not in a relationship.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, single only.
Do you like threesomes? Like,
I love them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it with another guy?
No.
Okay.
I'm cool off of that.
that's not,
to me, that's not considered a threesome. But I understand in a world where it is considered a threesome.
For sure. But not that's not your idea of a threesome.
That's not my
you
idea.
You want two chicks.
Two girls.
Have you ever had them fight over you like you gave one too much attention?
Yes. It happens really often.
Talk to me about it.
A lot of women aren't cut out for threesomes. That's what it is. You got to be programmed really, really differently to do it and enjoy it. Uh-huh. And it's a competitive thing. It gets competitive. It takes a lot of confidence. Mm-hmm. Confidence is key. And you know, you just got to be having fun with it. Like sometimes it might go in this direction or that direction, but you just got to be able to bring it back. Sometimes people don't make it through that. Yeah.
Like one position, you're really focusing on someone else. And the other girl, which usually maybe one girl would feel comfortable being like, ooh, guys, do your thing. I'm over here. Mm-hmm. Another girl could start crying in the corner.
That gets really awkward. I think like when there's, you don't think there's feelings involved and then there start to become like feelings involved, that's when it gets tricky.
That is shit be when someone says, which I encourage all my girls listening, like, you don't need to have a fucking threesome with the guy you like. Yeah. Even if he wants to, if you don't want to do it, just be like, fuck no, I don't want to do it. Yeah. But if you are the one that's like, yeah, let's do it.
Right.
Then just make sure you're ready for that because we don't need you crying in the bedroom being all upset.
Yeah, like.
And you were just doing it to be like hot or cool.
I mean, honestly, if that's what you got to do for you to figure out that you ain't ready for that shit, get it out the way. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then just be like, yo, I'm not doing that.
Right. You're like, listen, we'll have the threesome. You figure out your feelings. But while you're figuring it out, let's
have the threesome. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to have a threesome clause.
What is your take on shirtless selfies at the gym?
Shirtless at the gym. We talking in the mirror?
Mm-hmm.
I'm down. If y'all are allowed to do the ass pick with the one toe up, you know what I mean, showing that thing off. What I do know about shirtless pics in the gym, you're not as freaking swole as you feel like you are.
Oof.
Yeah, you're never really as big or as coming off as menacing as you think you are. So it's better to just keep them to yourself.
That is kind of sad if you like go back and look at the picture you took and you're like, hey, that I don't look as good as I thought I did.
Yeah, no.
Like the abs abbing.
Yeah.
The arms aren't arming.
Yeah.
Nothing's going on.
Nah, it's better to do what I did. Get a candid cameraman to get some nice angles if you sweating. You know what I mean? Just let one pic just be your legacy. I let that. This one pick is going to follow me forever. I'm good. So I don't got to do that shit no more.
The fact that people are going to listen to this and be like, all right, fuck. Like, should I just start bringing a cameraman to the gym with me to get that shot?
Yeah.
No, it's going to start being an Instagram photo shoot at every fucking LA Fitness and all that shit.
It already is. There's tripod setups and all this shit.
But you like a good selfie.
I fuck with a good selfie.
How do you feel when if people make fun of you online for a selfie?
Can't make fun of me. It's pointless. I look too good. If I post it, it's for a reason. Yeah, yep.
That's a good answer. Mm-hmm. What is your take on camping?
Camping. I'm down with camping.
You are?
Yeah, yep.
Do you frequent camping?
I don't. No. You can consider being on a tour bus in the summertime. No. Behind the venue camping.
Do you often go camping, actual camping, not in a tour bus?
Nah.
No, I don't got time. Have you for ever that been? Shit. You go.
I have been as a kid, but I don't got time for that shit. But I'm down with camping because you can do mushrooms. Mm-hmm. What was you about to say? You was about to ask me if I go camping or what?
No, I was going to ask if your son asked you tomorrow to go camping. Would you say yes?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so we're going camping. Let's pretend we're going camping. You're going to do mushrooms. Mm-hmm. What else?
We're going to watch some good movies.
Wait, no.
What?
You can't go camping and watch electronics.
Why not?
It defeats the point of camping.
You talking about going in a tent? Yes. I'm way too player to be sleeping in a fucking tent. And I would never let my son sleep in a tent either.
But if he was like, Daddy, I saw this book in school. I want a tent and I want to go into the wilderness and camp.
Okay, so this is what we'll do. We'll have a nice ass situation set up over here, and then we can put the tent outside of that. And when we get tired of that shit, we going back inside watching Scarface. The fuck? I'm not sleeping in no tent. I'm 6'5". That tent's going to be big as hell. So we might as well just go ahead and do the real thing.
Wow. Okay, so you're going to fake it? You're going to fake
it? That's not faking it. There be some baller ass camping setups. I'm sorry. I don't know what kind of camping you talking about.
Listen, I want to go camping with you guys. You
talking about some History Channel shit. I'm talking about some baller ass. I be seeing how y'all be camping. Them campers.
It's like glamping.
Yeah, them shit's as big as hell. They be having 3-4 slide outs. They be having master bedrooms, jacuzzis. Mm-hmm. That's me. Fuck you talking about?
That is, in a nutshell, Wiz Khalifa's ideal version of camping.
Hell yeah.
Brought to you by Call Her Daddy.
We're going to go grocery shopping before we get there. Yeah, we'll be good. We'll be fun as hell. I bet you everybody will be wanting to be on my shit instead of in the fucking tent. Everybody will be coming over to me like,
knock.
We was waiting on you to pull up, fam. Telling you.
What type of person do you think enjoys camping? The type that I'm describing.
You talking about white people?
Facts.
Yeah, white people. Nah, there's some outdoorsy black folks, but I don't know them.
I'm dead. That is so good. What do you think of cruises? Have you ever gone?
Oh, like going on a cruise? I'm not really like with the cruise.
How do you feel about boats?
Boats? I fuck with boats.
Really?
Yeah, I fuck with a boat.
Ooh, I get kind of like seasick.
Yeah, I've seen some seasick people. I fuck with a boat though. Just the idea of being out on the waves and ripping it, like, you know what I mean? That shit's hella fun.
The fact that you just said that you have seen, you're like, oh yeah, I've seen some seasick people. Yeah. That's me.
Yeah, every time?
Not every time, but like, I gotta really focus.
You know what you gotta do?
What? Smoke before?
That's what I'm saying.
Don't you think that'll make me like a little like, ooh.
Weed combats nausea, bruh.
Really?
Yeah. Hit the weed, go on the boat, enjoy life.
Do you think you just made that up?
It's scientific fact.
No, I don't think it is.
I'm telling you. All right, cool. So next time you gotta go on a boat.
Next time.
And you don't have anything else to do, just listen, like my little voice in your head. You know what I mean? Let it
echo.
I'm
gonna smoke. And if I vomit, I'll let you know.
You were gonna vomit anyway, so.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Last one. What is your take on the Mile High Club?
Oh, the Mile High Club. I'm cool. I fuck with the Mile High Club. I haven't joined the Mile High Club personally. You haven't. Nah, man, because I'm 6'5", like, you know, right. Just being this tall. I've had some really cool jets, But it just wasn't the vibe.
I also just think sometimes it's like logistically, it's a little too difficult. Even if you're not 6'5", yeah. It's like, it's just a hassle. Like, just wait till you land.
It seems like it would be. Mm-hmm. If I was with like a chick who's just like so fucking hot, it's just like, oh, it's just like, we're just like getting to it on the plane, I'd totally be down. But I'm not the dude who's just going to sit there and like, you know, start it out of nowhere just because, like, I could wait. You know what I mean? I could fucking wait.
Right. You don't need it that bad.
I could wait.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. We said that you're in a relationship. How long have you been in this relationship with this lady?
I think 4-5 years. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
4 years, maybe.
That's pretty long.
It is, right?
That's serious.
It's pretty all right.
How did you guys meet?
Just out and about.
Out and about?
Yeah,
at the strip club?
No, not at the strip club.
At like a friend's house?
Nah, I went to this this event. It was supposed to be a little get together. Mm-hmm. But it was more like an event.
Cool.
And she was working at the event. And we ended up just chilling, kind of just talking and shit. Because me, I'm more low-key, so anytime I go anywhere, mm-hmm. I'm not around the other, like, famous people or celebrities or anything mm-hmm. like that. I always go in a corner and just chill and mm-hmm. smoke and do my thing. So she was down to chill and smoke and be in the corner with me. I don't blame her.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone does.
Yeah. 5 years later, we still kicking it.
I feel like you've always kind of openly talk about, like, co-parenting. Like, how is co-parenting going with Amber?
It's good. It's fun.
That's amazing.
Well, not fun, but like, right. I think I'm in a good situation, like, with her as a co-parent.
Yeah.
You know, just especially through time, like, things have just eased up and become a lot more enjoyable and just regular of a process.
Yeah.
All the irregular shit has been worked out, and we're past everything that, you know, I think would cause people to be dysfunctional. So at this point, it's way easier to just run things smoothly than it is for it not to be smooth.
Yeah. Like, why not, for your son's sake, just be on good terms and be able to show up together places and do shit for him.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I'm sure time makes it a lot easier, because like, when you first end a relationship, it's always difficult.
Yeah.
Even like, no matter if you're like still in love or not in love, like, it's tough when you leave a relationship. And obviously you have this beautiful child. Do you think that you guys would have put in as much work as you guys did to be like cordial and good if you guys didn't have so much history?
Yeah, I think Amber's a good girl. She's just a sweet person.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I originally, you know, fell in love with her and wanted to start a family with her, because mm-hmm. I see all of those qualities in her. And us not working out in a relationship doesn't mean that we're not still great people.
Yep.
And we're just great partners right now. And, you know, the things that she does inform me on or anything, that I'm there for. But if it's like, if it doesn't involve me, then that's not a part of our conversation. That's not part of how we deal with shit. And I think that's really productive. It's just not bringing outside shit.
Yeah.
Into, you know, what happens with what's important. She's really good at keeping that away, and I'm really good at keeping that away too. And we just, you know, we bond and we kick it. We spend time together. Mm-hmm. I think that's important for Sebastian too.
Mm-hmm.
And like, my parents were divorced, and there was no way they were being in the same room together. Like, they can just now kind of be in the same room together, and they're not talking to each other. But I think that not only just functioning and being like, oh, yeah, it's for the baby, but showing him, like, yo, we could go here, we can go there. Yeah. We stand up for each other. We're at parent-teacher conferences together.
Love that.
We're at your concerts together. Like, you know, we go above and beyond for that man.
Do you ever have to, like, set expectations when you're getting into a new relationship? to be like, this is my relationship with Sebastian's mom, and like, you have to be cool with it.
Yeah, it's really difficult, man.
Yeah,
it's more difficult than I thought it was gonna be, actually, because I'm super duper open about the boundaries that me and Amber have. But I think it's probably difficult for anybody that she deals with too, because we're so vocal about the love that we have for each other. And I'm a powerful person in what I do, and she's powerful in what she does. So it's like a little bit of intimidation there. Like, they're going to be like, oh, you'll always go back to him, or he can call you right now, and you'll just go running. Mm-hmm. And that might or might not be the case, but if she's focused on you at the time, that's not the conversations that y'all need to be having.
Yeah.
And then same thing for me, where it's like, I'm not going to mistreat her to make any woman feel better. Mm-hmm. So if you expect me to, you know, badmouth her or keep a conversation short with her or not, you know, laugh when I'm on the phone or just simple shit.
Yeah.
It's like we gonna have a fucking problem because I'm gonna be good to her. You know what I mean? And that's just something that, not that you're just gonna have to accept, but you're gonna have to really enjoy that. You're gonna have to want that for me. You know what I mean? That's gonna have to make you happy too. And it might be hard. It might be difficult. We might be, there's gonna be a lot of, like, you know, in my situation, there is a lot of bumps where we have to have the conversation. And I think that just communication, open communication, me being understanding, where it's like, I understand that you feel like this and you could think these things, but it's up to me to, you know, put that confidence back there. Yeah. And I can only do it with my words and my actions. Yeah. And if you ain't got it, then you ain't got it. So that's going to, we'll figure that out in time as well. Like, I'm not really going to carry anybody through the shit, because that situation is permanent. That is there. So it's not about, you know, making somebody understand it who ain't going to get it. You just really have to be built for that shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a mature way to look at it, too, because I think, again, like, it all ties back to, one, you have respect for Amber, and you guys have this amazing thing that you brought into life, which is Sebastian, this beautiful child. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's a really healthy way that you're looking at it. And you're right, I can imagine it's hard for some people. Like,
right.
I can imagine that some people couldn't handle that dynamic, and that's okay. But I think you're right, and like, don't try to then change how I treat her just because you can't handle it. Like,
right.
and it's not anyone's fault. It's just like, you kind of got to test out the boundaries.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
It's like, almost you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Because on the opposite side of it, she can be fucking crazy and be calling and, who's around my son, and blah, blah, blah. You wouldn't enjoy that. So you would much rather us be on good terms.
So true.
So just figure out which fucking one you want to deal with. And let's get it.
That's such a good way to look at it, though. You're like, I really fuck with her, and I'm happy it's her. So, like, let's just let that be. And now you guys have your own separate lives also.
Yeah, 100%.
What are you and your son's favorite things to do together?
We love to watch movies. We love to play basketball. We love to listen to music. He likes being on tour with me. I took him on tour last year. We spent a lot of time on tour, and just him being on stage and just ripping it with his homies.
So cute.
Yeah, that's a good bonding time for us. We like to go bowling.
Oh.
I just involve him in everything that I do. I take my lowriders out on Sundays. So he comes out with me with his friends. We go lowriding.
He's so cute.
I think right now, like, our biggest thing is just getting dressed. He loves clothes.
Oh.
He's super into clothes.
Are you helping him?
Yeah. So he runs to me. He's like, yo, daddo. He calls me daddo. He don't call me daddy or dad. Okay.
Daddo.
He's like, yo, daddo, I need you to help me pick out a fit. I already got this, but I just need blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, let me see. Like, that's hard. I like it. Colors is there. Got this piece. Got that piece. You lit. I just need a jacket and a hat. Go in my closet. Go grab one. Whatever you want. Like, we put them things together.
That is so cute. Yeah, and also, because you're so into fashion, it must be so cool to see, like, kind of a mini version of yourself staring up at you, being like, Dad, do you like this? And you're like, fuck, my son's cool.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love the fact that he takes pride in his appearance. That's where I learned how to take pride in my appearance. From my dad.
Yeah, there
you go. My dad used to make me pick out 5 outfits a week. He'd be like, iron your clothes, pick your outfits out. Not just jeans and t-shirts, you got to switch it up, you know what I mean? Like, he really, really instilled that in me, is like, taking pride in my appearance, having a nice watch, wearing cologne, making sure my hair was done. I always wanted to grow my hair. I always had long hair. I never really liked having short hair. But he would be like, Cam, you look fucking crazy, like, what the fuck, blah blah blah. So, you know, that's where my pride comes from, in my appearance. And to be instilling that same pride in my son, it feels really good.
Also, I saw the cutest video. I think it like went viral on the internet of you taking your son to Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he is so cute.
Yeah.
He's a big Taylor fan.
He's an OG Swifty, man.
Damn.
It cracks me up. It's so cute. It's so sweet. Because he plays like really like hard, tough music around his friends. And then he'll be studying and he'll be just like singing some real sweet song or like harmonizing. I'm like, you're so sweet, buddy. I love you,
boy. It's adorable.
Like, he really, his palette for music is just like, it's all over the place. I love that for him.
Do you think he's going to get into the industry?
I could see him getting into the industry. I could see him doing something like with his personality.
Oh.
Like, just because with me, I'm a great musician. And that's where I put the majority of my work is just like learning and studying music because it's an art.
Yeah.
But people are in love with me. They love my personality. They love my smile. They love my point of view on things. And I can see him being somebody like that where just his taste in whatever is going to be valued, whether it's clothes, whether it's movies, whether he wants to direct, whether he plays sports in high school. He's just going to freaking be the fucking maestro to his own goddamn classical masterpiece, bro.
I love it. Yeah. I love that. And you're a supportive dad, so he's going to feel really excited and empowered right there to do it.
Screaming, crying. I'm going to be so embarrassing.
I was going to say, like, how has fatherhood changed you?
Fatherhood for me, I think it let me know like what I'm really good at and what I'm really here for. Because like I said, I love to do music. And if you would have asked me before I had a kid, like what my purpose was, I'd be like, to be an entertainer, to be on that stage. And really now I just know that that's my gift, like is to just understand timing and human emotions and how to bring that out. And I understand that I have to work at it for it to be what it is. But being a dad, like, that's something that, like, naturally, like, you know what I mean? Like, there is no book. There's nobody to study. There is no anything that tells you, like, how to be a great dad. And my son comes to me regularly and be like, you're just such a good dad, Dado. Like, I love you so much. And just the things that he does, or if I hear him talk to other people, or how his teachers tell me that he makes this class feel and things like that. It's really, really rewarding as a parent to know that I'm in charge of that and that that's what the result is. And his mother, too. You know, it could be the complete opposite. It could be like, bro, this kid needs some help, man. Right. Like, you got to send him to a fucking blah, blah, blah. He blah, blah, blah. But instead, it's like, you know, they're like, whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Keep doing
it. I'm like, yes.
Damn.
So being a dad definitely let me know like the art and the my craft is something to be proud of and to take serious, but that's not like all that I am in life. Like I'm more than that.
I think that's fucking amazing too. Just like you knowing yourself enough and then watching your son basically like take on certain things that you like and but he's doing it in his own way and you're so supportive clearly and you guys have such like an amazing way you're raising the kid. I mean, he's so cute. Every time I see just like little clips of him if he's in a video, you're just like, damn, that is congrats, you guys are doing a fabulous job.
The man. And like I the way that I do things with him is crazy because I'm always learning. Like he had his friends over this weekend and he was like, he had four friends over. Well, three friends. It was four boys at my house.
Oh, my God.
And they're ripping and running. They're all over the house. They're here. They're there. They're blah, blah, blah. I got a big-ass house. I just bought a big-ass trampoline for them. And he's like, can you take us low-riding to go get something to eat? And I'm like, maybe. I'll see what's up. And then a couple hours pass. They forget about that. He's like, can you take us ice skating? I'm like, yeah. All right, fuck it. And I look at all the ice skating rinks, and then there's not one that's really, like, suitable for all of us. And I'm like, nah, let's not go ice skating. He's like, can we go to dinner? I want to go to get some sushi tonight. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. The gas closes, like, goes out on dinner. And I tell him, I'm like, bro, I'm sorry, bro. We can't go to dinner. He starts, like, tearing up. I'm like, why are you tearing up? And he's like, I just didn't get to do nothing this weekend. Like, I just sat in the house, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had my friends over. We really didn't get to do nothing. I'm like, bruh, Do you understand that having your friends over is a privilege? Like, literally, that's the doing something. Me giving you shit. Oh, yeah. Can we go go-karting? Oh, yeah, sure. Let me try to rent it out. They didn't have the spot. Me doing shit is extra. Like, I'm trying to make it happen. But if it don't work, like, you know what I'm saying? My bad. Like, don't tell me we not doing nothing. He's like, I don't mean that we not doing nothing. It's just that, you know, Christmas break is coming up. And Noah's mom said that he's not going to be able to come back over because blah, blah, blah. And I haven't taken him out to dinner in a month. Here, look at this picture. This is from November 2nd. I'm like, you're right. It's been a month. And he's like, and Sean's going out of town. And this is JC Young's first time over here. And I was like, oh, so you just really want to show your friends a good time. You're not being spoiled. You just wanted to show them, like, you had high hopes of just, like, being a party host. And you wanted me to help you. He's like, yeah, I was just looking forward to it. But if we don't got to go, it's cool. I'm like, no, bro, I understand. Now I'm going to make sure we go. So we called the restaurant back, and they ended up having it open, and we ended up being able to go to dinner and all of that.
Oh.
But him breaking it down and explaining it to me like that, I'm like, wow, his 10-year-old mind is really working, and it makes sense.
That is so adorable.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Like, he's not just being like a little shit where you're like, oh, you're being spoiled. He's like, Dad, I want to show off for my friends and show them a good time before they leave for break.
Exactly.
Wiz, that's adorable.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, I only have two more questions for you.
Okay.
Okay. What is something you wish more people knew about you?
How tall I am. I'm tired of people saying that shit. I didn't know you were that tall, man. All right, I'm 6'5".
That is so good. There's some people that come on and will, like, really say something serious and heartfelt, but clearly that's important to
this
you.
This is serious and heartfelt.
It's how everyone says to me, I will say, it's so annoying because some people come up to me like, you're so much shorter than I thought. And it is kind of fucking annoying every time for that to be the leading
you
thing.
You have tall features.
I do?
Yeah.
Is that the thing?
Because you got a long neck. Like, I do. This neck is like, you
it's
know,
really long.
And then your arms are like, in your wrist, so I would think you were tall too.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a bad thing?
No.
I feel like a fucking giraffe. You're like, you got a really long neck.
No, it's not a bad thing. Legs. It's like a model neck.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a better way to there say it, Wiz. Thank you. You're like, you got a long ass neck and those arms.
Models are tall and long and exaggerated.
Thank you. Thank
like
you,
myself.
Thank you. Like, I was going to say, like you. Yeah. Okay, so
you're built like a model.
Thank you. There so you are go. You. But let's do a little disclaimer. Wiz is tall as fuck.
There we go.
And I am 5'5". So I am short, daddy gang. So every time you see me in person, don't be shocked.
5'5", built like a model.
No, thank you. Okay, what projects do you currently have going on that fans should check out, should be excited for? Like, just talk to me about what you're up to and what you're proud
of. Everything. Go through my whole discography at this point.
Okay.
Listen to everything from fucking Prince of the City all the way up to right now. Star Power is like a good one. That was an old mixtape. But recently, this year, I think I put out 3 or 4 projects.
Yeah.
But the main ones, the last two that I did were Cali Sober. I dropped that in October. And I just dropped Decisions this month. Those are the last two that I did. I got a lot of videos that I've been dropping. Mm-hmm. I just dropped some videos off of Decisions.
Oh, nice.
So if you're just now catching up, see me, I like to be like really current when I'm on the internet. Mm-hmm. If I go too far back, I feel kind of whack.
Yeah.
So
sure.
I keep my material like that too. If you want to look up some shit, you don't got to go too far back to just be up on what's happening. What's happening right now is Decisions. I just dropped a video off of there. Yeah, fucking Decisions. Listen to Decisions and watch the videos as I drop them. There we go.
That's good. Because sometimes my audience is like really, really dedicated. And like if there's one song that you would say like go to listen to, like they usually will also go listen to it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Like which song should we all go stream right now?
Man, I don't know. Shit, Daddy Gang. What we streaming? The Thrill. Fuck it. Everybody go listen to The Thrill right now.
Done. Daddy Gang Go.
I bet you heard that song and fucking haven't heard it in a minute. Or you didn't know it was me, and now you're like, oh, I fuck with Wiz.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the reaction I want.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, yep.
Wiz, since you are the first guest of 2024 on Call Her Daddy, I think it's only appropriate that we finish out this episode with you kind of just like giving us a little toast for the new year.
Yeah.
To the Daddy Gang, to the Taylor Gang. Let's just give good vibes. Give us a little speech about our year. The vibes we need to have. Toast.
All right, cool. So
go ahead.
First of all, shout out to the Daddy Gang. Aww. Thank y'all for having me. Thank you for having
me.
We bringing the Taylor Gang with us. So that's two gangs. Mm-hmm. So that means it's gang gang. And for 2024, nothing but big vibes. Positivity, blessings. Last year was a lot of trials and tribulations, and the key word in that is trials. So keep trying and you gonna get this shit. Don't stop being yourself and don't stop going hard. Even if you take a little break, that don't mean that you're not going hard. That just mean that you gathering your energy and you getting ready for that big motherfucking punch. So save your energy and be effective. Let's get it.
Wiz Khalifa, thank you so much for coming on Call Her Daddy.
Hell yeah, thanks for having
me. Dude, that was so fun. Thank you so much.